With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. As movie and TV show filming becomes more common in Montana, lawmakers are looking to expand a new tax incentive to encourage the industry to plant firmer roots in the state. Paramount's Yellowstone is the most famous recent production out of Montana, but the show was mostly shot elsewhere until last summer.
Ranching is the only business where the goal is to break even.
What changed? Tax incentives. The Montana Department of Revenue has given tax breaks to 26 productions since the Montana legislature passed the Media Act in 2019. The law gives media and film companies a 20% tax credit on their production spendings with additional credits in some situations. The Montana Film Commissioner Allison Whitmer says this draws film crews for movies, television series, and commercials to the state.
We have things like Yellowstone, which is contemporary westerns, but we also have reality shows, and we have shows about dinosaurs. We have shows about people going into the woods and learning about flora and fauna.
Supporters of the tax credit say it's a worthy trade-off that should be taken a step further. The state loses a few million dollars a year in tax revenue at the outset, but adds more economic development over the long term.
I'll leave it to the proponents to go through the numbers to show what a wild success it was.
Wiley Gault, the Speaker of the House and a Republican from Martinsdale, carried the original Media Act and is again carrying the bill to extend the tax credit program. Montana hit the original bill's $10 million cap on tax credits in 2020 and is already close to that number for 2021. The proposed update, House Bill 340, would remove the current cap of $10 million per year on tax credits and expand production companies' wages and spending eligible for the incentive. David Beatty is a Republican representative from Hamilton who voted for the bill and whose district has benefited from increased film production.
We're talking about high-paying jobs. We're talking about technical jobs.
He says that as the state becomes more reliant on the tourism industry, where many jobs are seasonal or minimum wage, the film industry could provide more stable sources of income for Montanans. He says that tax incentives like these help Montana compete with states like Georgia and Utah that already lure production out of California with similar programs. But opponents say this credit might not bring in the money it's purported to. Heather O'Loughlin is the co-director of research at the Montana Budget and Policy Center. O'Loughlin says the cost to the state is too great and competition with other states is only growing. She also says many of the best-paying jobs on film sets still go to out-of-state workers.
It's really a choice of where are we ultimately wanting to invest our money and where's the biggest bang for our buck.
According to analysis from the governor's budget office, expanding the tax break incentive would result in an estimated $29 million revenue loss to the state by 2023, more than five times the impact projected under the original policy. The bill sponsor did not sign on to the updated forecast. The state commissioned a separate report on the early effects of the act on the Montana economy and found that between January 2019 and June 2020, film production both with and without the original incentive had an economic impact of more than $47 million in the state, while supporting the equivalent of 280 full-time jobs. The report also found that production spent $23.9 million locally, for example at hotels, restaurants, and stores nearby. Carla Middlestetter is the general manager of the Travelodge in Livingston. She says film crews help fill rooms and also make for fun guests.
There was one guy, Sebastian. Every morning he would go outside and stand, and the sun would beat down on his hair, and it would flop around in the wind. And he looked like a true rock star. That's what we said. He was a true rock star.
Middlestetter says film crews also helped her business weather low booking numbers due to the pandemic. She says that before the crew arrived this month, they were having trouble filling rooms, but now crews are overflowing into a local Super 8, which Middlestetter also manages. Amanda Marshall is the producer on a crew that is staying at the two Livingston hotels.
It's been kind of amazing. It's like home.
Marshall is filming a movie called God's Country and says the film had come together and fallen apart several times. But the tax incentive from the Media Act finally made it possible to move forward.
It was kind of perfect timing because as we were putting the film together, the tax credit was also coming together.
Lawmakers are still debating whether to increase the credits, and a spokesperson for House leadership says the House Taxation and Appropriations Committees are discussing options to settle on a new, higher tax break cap. The bill faces a deadline early next month to advance to the Senate. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.